rocking at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and Michan. Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2010 to celebrate the birthday of jazz pianist Bill Evans with our special guest, Michael Pagan. The gang plays a round of Public Radio's favorite jazz game show, So What's Your Question? And the flight attendants unite with a case of jet blues. It all happens this hour on 12th Street Jump.
It's a wonderful Saturday night, and we've got Tyrone Clark back.
We are full cast. Tyrone is back.
Back on the bass. And you know, the guy disappears for a week, and he turns up on the cover of Jam magazine.
That is true. The cover, they see the main article of Jam is about this man. And the fact that he's played for some wonderful people, including or played for before Chick Corea, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I just think it's cool he's a Zeppelin fan.
He is a Led Zeppelin fan. Who knew?
Too cool. Too cool.
And he's got interesting hobbies, too. Yeah. So, bass fisherman. However, we've got him back on bass. That's wonderful. We've got a great show for you. Tonight, if you are a jazz piano lover, you can't go wrong with Bill Evans and Oscar Peterson. What do you think, Pete?
I think you need to stop hassling me about what I think. That's what I think.
Whoa, looks like someone lost their remote control again.
Look, I'm just tired of being underappreciated. You know, before the show, I help people find their seat. I make sure people have pretzels. And after the show, I stand at the door and I say, bye-bye-bye, see ya, bye-bye-bye. And you know, nobody appreciates me. I feel like such a
flight attendant?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. You know, I'm getting off this stage. Where's the slide?
Whoa, Pete, calm down. You'll feel a little better when you listen to some music.
Yeah, music. You know, that's a good idea.
It'll be $5 for the headset, please.
I need two cans of beer.
Wow. Well, while I calm down Pete, here's David Bassie with a KC classic from the Big Joe Turner songbook. Let's all flip, flop, and fly.
When I get the blues, get me a rocking chair. Yeah, when I get the blues, I get me a rocking chair. Rock 'em side to side, rock away all my cares. Like a Mississippi bullfrog sitting on a hollow stump. Like a Mississippi bullfrog sitting on a hollow stump. I got so many women, don't know which way to jump. Baby, you're so beautiful, but you got to die someday. Baby, you're so beautiful, but you got to die someday. Oh, I want a little love before you pass away. My baby, she's a jockey, teach me how to ride. My baby, she's a jockey, teach me how to ride. She said, climb on top, gonna rock you from side to side. She said, flip, flop, and fly, don't care if I die. Flip, flop, and fly, ain't no good reason why. Don't you ever leave me, don't you ever say goodbye. Help me now, shut flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. Flip, flop, and fly, yeah, you know the reason why. Don't you ever leave me, don't you ever say goodbye. Well, over the top, way down underneath. Over the top now, way down underneath. She's a cooker, my baby, she's all right. She's a little bitty gal, they call her Vitalee. Just a little bitty gal, they call her Vitalee. Of all the women in her life, she's the one for me. Thank you.
Flip-flopping fly, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, this week we celebrate the birthday of jazz pianist Bill Evans. Born this week back in 1929, Evans began playing piano at a tender age of 6. He was gigging with bands at 12. And after graduating college, Bill went to New York, where he started playing with third-stream avant-garde jazz bands, recording with George Russell, Charles Mingus, Oliver Nelson, and Art Farmer.
In 1958, Evans joined the famed Miles Davis Sextet. Though his time with the band was brief, no more than 8 months, he worked on the album Kind of Blue. Stands as one of the most fruitful collaborations in the history of jazz. His use of impressionist harmonies and syncopated polyrhythmic melody lines influenced a generation of pianists from Herbie Hancock and Chick Corea to Keith Jarrett.
Now we're going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes that Bill Evans made famous. And to help us get that done, please welcome our special guest, Michael Pagan. Welcome to 12th Street, Michael.
Thank you, Peter. It's great to be here tonight.
Bill was so good, he got Miles Davis' attention.
George Russell heard Bill Evans playing in New York and told Miles about him, and the rest is history. Miles liked what he heard, and then about 7-8 months later, they were in the studio recording Kind of Blue in March of 1959.
And we're talking about Oscar Peterson later on. This was a guy that had a lot of similarities and a lot of differences with Bill Evans, yeah.
They're coming from two different schools, really, and they were both at the height of their powers there in the late 50s and early 60s. Around that same time, Peterson did a tribute to West Side Story, which was a big hit for him at that time. And when they asked Bill Evans later in his life who his favorite jazz piano player was, he said Oscar Peterson.
Oh, too cool. Well, I think we need to get you playing some music. And as Michael heads back to the piano, we're going to get started with this Bill Evans classic. It's the title track from his final Village Vanguard recording, made in 1980, just before he died. This is Turn Out the Stars. Thank you. Y'all think you know something about this week's featured artist, Bill Evans? Well, it's time to test your jazz knowledge on a little game we call...
Switch question. What's your question? Ask, I'll tell you what, how far, and when.
It's time to play, so what's your question? The show that puts the answer first and the question last. Like a prediction on whether the Chiefs will go to the Super Bowl. Now, here's your host, the man with all the answers, but none of the questions, Bo Weber.
Good evening, cats and kittens, and welcome to So What's Your Question? Let's get started with our first contestant.
Anything you say, Speedo. She used to have a show, then she had a View, and now she has a show again. She likes Tom Cruise, and... Tom Cruise. Say hello to Rosie O'Rosie.
Yo, Bolero.
It's Bobo. So, Rosie, you like Tom Cruise. Have you ever seen his Top Gun, if you know what I mean?
Seen it? I got it mounted over my fireplace.
Okay, and how about this week's second contestant, Pearl?
He's a golfer who used to be a tiger. And then he was a tomcat. And now he's a putty tat who lost his putter. Please welcome Eldrick Hooker.
Welcome, Eldrick. Say, what should I do the next time I play golf to keep my score low?
Well, I would say to aim for the windmill.
Great! Pearl, why don't you tell our contestants this week's So What's Your Question categories?
Happy to, Albino. This week's categories are... How green is my dolphin? What to take for loose blues? The Han Solo session and... Everyone digs shovels.
I'll try the Han Solo sessions for 50, Pesto.
That's Bobo. The answer is a simple matter of conviction. So, what's your question?
Oh, that's easy. What 1966 Bill Evans album featured Eddie Gomez and Bay on bass and Shelly Mann on drums?
Oh, I'm sorry. The answer is a simple matter of conviction. The question is, what's next for Senator Rangel? That means it's your turn, Eldrick.
I'll take How Green Is My Dolphin for 50, Gyro.
That's Bobo. The answer is conversations with myself. So,
what's your question?
What 1963 solo album won Bill Evans a Grammy for Best Jazz Instrumental Album?
Oops, you rimmed the cup on that one, Eldrick. The answer is Conversations with Myself. The question is, what does Glenn Beck call an interview? Looks like it's back to you, Rosie.
I'll try Everyone Digs Shovels for 100, Arpaio.
Whoa, that sound means it's the daily double time, and you both have 10 seconds to get this one. The daily double time answer is from left to right. So,
what's your question?
Oh, well, I know that one. This is a baseball question. You know, I was in a baseball movie once. They said I threw like a boy, but not that there's anything wrong with that.
I think you're out of time. How about it, Eldrick? The answer's from left to right.
Well, this is easy. It's hitting a tree. I mean, T. What album did Evans record in 1970 with Eddie Gomez and Marty Morrell?
Judges. Yeah, good try. The answer's from left to right. The question is, how does Sarah Palin read her poems? Now that's all the time we have. Thanks for playing.
So much question. Ask, I'll tell you what, how far and when.
Y'all stick around. We'll be right back with more 12th Street Jump.
Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
You know, along with Bill Evans, we wish a happy birthday this week to the great Oscar Peterson, the Canadian-born pianist. That's right. The Canadian-born pianist and composer was called the Maharaja of the Keyboard by Duke Ellington, and his friends called him O.P., He released over 200 recordings and won 7 Grammy Awards. He's still considered one of the greatest jazz pianists of all time. Praise he earned throughout a career lasting more than 65 years.
We are going to celebrate Oscar Peterson with a tune from his 1991 Verve release, The Will to Swing. Here's our own Joe Cartwright, along with Ty and Mike, on the Benny Golson composition, Whisper Not.
Thank you.
Jazz, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Kansas City Chiefs fans had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Google's taking over. No internet neutrality. Verizon's taking over. No internet neutrality. To me, it really makes no difference, just as long as the porn is free.
He wants to run Wasilla, Levi Johnston told his neighbor. He wants to run Wasilla, Levi Johnston told his neighbor. But you know, in 9 months, if he's elected, that whole town will be in labor.
Mrs. Rod Stewart's pregnant, besides the six he's got. At 65, he's made it clear it's not his legs that's hot.
A Himalayan Sherpa must always pay his Catman dues.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
All right, here's Michael Pagan with another great Bill Evans composition. This one's called We Will Meet Again.
Thank you.
Jazz. You talk like jazz, in a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz. Yeah, jazz.
If y'all like jazz like I like jazz, then check out this week's new CD releases. We go to David Bassey to find out what's going on in the world of jazz, David.
Well, lots of cool things going on in jazz, Pete. Tonight, a lady who leads a band called the Lucky So-and-Sos, Anna Lee, is here. Take a nice bow there, Anna Lee. Say hello to us. You know, last week, I think maybe 2 weeks ago, Tamir Hendelman was here. He plays piano with Barbara Streisand and Jeff Hamilton. He put an album out last week. It was 48 on the jazz charts. This week, it's number 5. Ooh. It's called Destinations, Tamir Hendelman. Amina Figueroa, she's from Amsterdam. Take a look. She's got a new CD out. Good CD, huh? Michael Pagan, our artist tonight. Michael Pagan has a new CD out on Capri. It's called Three for the Ages. Michael Pagan, you can find it in your local record shop if you can find a record shop. And next week, here on 12th Street Jump, Doug Talley celebrates the music of Wayne Shorter.
All right, I'll see you there.
I'll see you.
All right. Now, besides Bill Evans and Oscar Peterson, this week marks the birthdays of a whole host of jazz piano greats. How about this list? Duke Pearson, Mal Waldron, Jimmy Rawls, David Benoit, vocalist Al Hibbler, and violinist Stuff Smith were born this week. Both cats played an important role in the Duke Ellington sound in the 30s and 40s. And we celebrate the birthdays of trombonists Frank Rosalino and Eddie Durham. Eddie wrote and arranged much of the music for the early Count Basie Orchestra. And it's the birthday week of trombonist Jack Teagarden, one of Louis Armstrong's all-stars and a major contributor to the Satchmo sound. It all happened this week in jazz.
You live like jazz, and you got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy man, wild jazz. Woo, jazz. Uh-huh.
Y'all stay close. We'll be right back with more 12th Street Jump.
Weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Hey, Pearl.
Yes.
Did you know that Bill Evans went to college on a music scholarship and played quarterback on the football team?
Wow, you do not see that anymore. Mm-mm. Most jocks can't even play the vuvuzela.
I wonder if he called signals in 5-4 time.
I bet he always knew the score.
Yeah, just like Oscar Peterson. And here's Michael Pagan and the band to play a song Peterson first recorded on a 1964 Verve release called We Get Requests. This is You Look Good to Me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
tables and return your seats to their upright and locked positions, as 12th Street Jump invites all of you flight attendants out there to stand up and yell, I am sick and tired and I'm not going to take it anymore!
I'm sick and tired and I'm not going to take it anymore!
Whoa! Before you grab that airplane microphone, here's David and Nikki to share your pain. Hey, jazz musicians have to work with pretzels too, you know.
That baby's constantly screaming, I can't stand the din. I wish his mom would shove him in the overhead bin. You tell me stop complaining, walk the airplane aisle in my shoes. Tell them you don't know bumpkus, forget about these friggin' jet blues.
Lady, is that the luggage you're holding on your lap? I believe they call it carry-on, not 100 pounds of crap. You're a frequent flyer, can't wait for more of your abuse. Why don't you take this tray and shove it? I've got the friggin' jet blues.
Listen, that lady threw a tantrum. The pilots get mean. Someone did your Sudoku in the in-flight magazine. I'm sorry that you're angry, but don't ever call me a stew. Or we'll smother you with a pillow. We've got the friggin' jet blues.
Wait a minute, David.
Delta bought United. Northwest, it ain't no more. The question that we ask ourselves is, who is we working for? So try to be more civil. You see, we paid all our dues. So if you want some extra peanuts, spare us the friggin' jet blues.
Those irritating, keep you waiting, aggravating, slide and blade, friggin' jet blues.
Next time, take the bus.
Now here's Nedra with a nice, soft, lovely Johnny Mandel song that both Peterson and Evans recorded. The Shadow of Your Smile. Nedra Dixon.
The shadow of your smile when you are gone will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my eyes, my love, and see all the lovely things you are.
And here's Joe and the band with the title track to Oscar Peterson's 1962 Verve release, Night Train.
That's our show. Thanks to my co-host Pearl McDonald, this week's special guests in the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on drums, Tyrone Clark on the bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supply the vocals. Chad Mize records and masters the show, with help from production assistant Brenna Hayes. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang, and produced by Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places. And be sure to join us next week when we celebrate the music of the legendary Charlie Parker. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumping.